This is Rachel LeBeau from SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I am speaking to Sean Partridge. Sean, can you give us an overview of your project? What were your business goals, and what did the project accomplish?
Well, our biggest goals were to bring the network up to a modern platform to be able to better use technology, not only for our internal users, but also for our external customers to be able to access data and communicate with our users. We went through a large platform change, moving from physical servers into a virtualized environment, which we backed up with a SAN solution as well. That allowed us to not only go to a smaller footprint, both from a server room standpoint of using less electricity and less heating and cooling for that environment, but also lower maintenance costs and ongoing expenses to manage those servers.
Great. What sort of applications did you use, and how are the existing applications you had integrated?
Well, we're pretty much a Microsoft shop. We use Exchange, SharePoint, file print servers. Those are the applications that we're running on our servers. The underlying virtualization platform that we chose, we went with VirtualIron, and that gave us a lot better performance from a cost standpoint than competing products did. So those worked out very well for us, and continue to see improvements with each new version of that software that comes out.
What sort of improvements are you seeing?
We see not only from a speed standpoint, which is always good to see, but the fault tolerance and availability features that have been improved. We can now survive from a downed physical server with zero loss from our users. They actually experience no downtime as those environments move from one physical box to another. If there were a failure, or when we take them down to do scheduled maintenance, we don't have to take down the hosted applications at all for those.
Great. Were any of the applications you had to purchase, were they unplanned?
Nope. Everything that we did, luckily, went along very well. We had no unforeseen expenses in this project.
Great. Well, now that the project's completed, how have you calculated or demonstrated its ROI to your business?
Well, we didn't have to do a ROI calculation as this is a planned improvement. Mm-hmm. So it was a platform upgrade for us. So from the platform standpoint, we didn't have to justify that. It was a known expense and basically a necessity of the project to be done. On the positive side, we've seen an enhanced speed and performance of the system. So we have that incalculable realization that more work is being done in the same or less amount of time. We also have less downtime. So we've eliminated the downtime and the fact that we have had no unscheduled downtime since the system's come in place. And that's just a value that we haven't calculated.
Are there other metrics you've used to calculate return on the investment?
No, we haven't. We've actually are using this platform going forward to implement new projects and software that we're actually going to be able to do ROI on. Since this was basically a platform upgrade for us, we weren't looking at getting a return out of this, but being able to add projects on top of this in which we will be able to show ROI on.
Okay, great. So going forward, what sort of projects are you looking at to be able for the new platform?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be bringing our websites. We're going to start hosting those in-house, which we have outside right now. We're going to be doing a lot of integration with our websites and our SharePoint server to be able to share site information with owners, which we now have to relay through email or phone calls. So be able to give a larger amount of information out to owners without having to spend more time on it. It's going to be a big one that we're looking at, basically unified communication, the ability that we're going to have to be able to tie in our phones, faxes, emails, everything together to kind of provide a one point of contact for all of the outside customers and vendors reaching any of our users inside the company.
That sounds great. So what's the next hot technology coming along, and how do you envision incorporating that into data center in the next few years?
Well, if everything goes well, we're looking at a backup project that we're going to be starting here soon. Backup has been a huge challenge for us, as I'm sure it is for a lot of companies. It's no longer a matter of just being able to make a copy of the data and stick it on the shelf. So we're looking at being able to back up our data, replicate that data off-site, be able to move data into archives, whether that archive is tape or disk, but it, be able to spin down those disks, be able to save on cost, again, trying to be as environmentally friendly as we can, but also encrypting that data and deduplicating the data so that there's less of it, and what it is encrypted. So just increase security and compliance.
Great. What advice would you give other IT directors who are looking to implement similar systems?
Well, I would say to take a look at as many solutions as you can and test them as thoroughly as you can. Most companies will give you demos that you can try out in your own environment, and I highly recommend to try them out. See how they're going to work for you. Just because it's a great solution for someone else doesn't mean it's the right fit for you. You have to find something that's going to work for you in your environment and for your company. To just pick a single solution without trying it out is just asking for some trouble.
What sort of factors do you think they should be looking for in testing them out?
Well, cost is always a forefront, I think, for just about anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a perfect solution, but if it's over your budget, it's just not acceptable. So once you can constrain the cost, when you're looking at performance, usability, and skill set is a big one. If it's a great project or a product, but you don't have the ability to use it or use it to its full extent, you're not getting your money's worth out of it, and that project can ultimately fail.